Today we will share a very interesting podcast with our guest Madeline, whose topic is the influencers from Spain and from USA. Our favorite influencers, the apps that we use, and much more is what we will discuss.
Did you know that there is an influencer 99 years old?
And the most young?
Did you know that there are two important influencers here in La Solana? One of them is called A Little Too Often, and the other is called Broshaka, that has completed a very difficult challenge that consists of doing one baffling more every day.
What he wants to get is to teach people to not surrender and get their aims.
And now we're going to dive into some questions.
What apps do you normally use?
The main apps we usually use are mostly YouTube, Twitch, and TikTok.
Who are the biggest influencers in USA?
In the United States, the biggest influencers would be Mr. Beast, Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, Alex Earle, just to name a few. What do you learn about the United States from social media?
That it's a very big country with very different places, a lot of things to do, and very futuristic.
Do you usually consume social media content?
Yes, I usually use social media to stay in touch with friends that I no longer see every day. And I also use it for my own entertainment to make videos or post different photos from my life. How much time do you consume social media in a day?
I use them 4 hours, David 4 hours too, and Adrian 1 hour and a half.
What is your favorite influencer and what does he or she do?
I love TikTok, so my favorite influencer is Alona Mar. She is a very well-known women's rugby player that competed in the 2024 Paris Olympics. And she also competed in the show Dancing with the Stars, but she is known for promoting a positive body image. Do you know this influencer?
No, we don't know her.
What are your favorite influencers and what do they do?
Our favorite influencers are DJ Mario, that is the most famous Spanish YouTuber of football and the creator of the Partidazo de YouTubers.
Y yo Juan, he plays a lot of different type of games and he did a program called El Concursillo.
And AuronPlay, that is one of the best known Spanish streamers of the last decade, and that began in YouTube, and he is one of the main creators of the Squid Graph games.
And there is an influencer that you hate?
I don't really hate any influencers, but I don't watch YouTube, so influencers like Mr. Beast, I don't know much about. But if I had to pick one, I would say Jake Paul. He is a well-known boxer who has raised a lot of controversy in his YouTube videos. Do you know of Mr. Beast or Jake Paul?
Yes.
Do you like them or not really?
I mean, Jake Paul, no, I don't like him, but Mr. Beast, it's okay.
What are positive and negative things of influencers?
The positive things are that they entertain us with their fame and they can help many people by donating money and sharing good messages, like doing what you want to do or teaching people to get their aims.
In the other hand, we have the negative things that are that sometimes they give bad messages to young people, and we think that they get a lot of money doing very few.
What do you think about the big quantities of money that the most influencers get?
I think it is crazy how much money influencers get, and I also get a little jealous of all the free things that they are sent by companies, but I also understand that they reach a large audience and a lot of people view their content, which is why they receive so much money.
And up to here is today's podcast. We hope that you enjoyed, and thanks to Madeline for being here. Goodbye.